Good morning, sports investors. How are you doing today? Welcome back to the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, where we discuss the fuss about getting to the bag through sports investing and sports wagering. I am your beloved host, Fame Rothstein, a.k.a. Michael Snackson, a.k.a. Bay O. Wolf, a.k.a. Malcolm Excellence, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, a.k.a. Trill Belichick, a.k.a. Hurricane, but you could call me Slurricane. And today is Friday, September 9th, 2022. It is about 6:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in the beautiful, lovely Queen City, a.k.a. the Republic of Cincinnati. That makes it about 3:15 a.m. Pacific time and about quarter after midnight in Hawaii. But regardless of where you're listening to us from, thank you for listening and welcome back to the show. Now, before I continue, I just want to remind you that if you feel you have a gambling problem, please do not listen to this show. Please contact your state or your local gamblers help group, and hopefully they can get you on the path to the straight and narrow. But those of you who remain, you will become profitable sports investors. But we didn't yesterday, guys. 1-2 yesterday. The two we lost, we thought Matthew Stafford would get us two touchdown passes or more. He only got one to Cooper Kupp. What the? Allen Robinson, what you gonna get some money back, bruh? You two targets? This is your first time on an actual good team with an actually legitimate quarterback? Two targets, B? You know, and we also said that the Yankees would win on the money line against the Twins, and Alex Correa, two-run homer in the top of the eighth, kind of did the Yankees in. They lost 4-3, but that made it 4-2 when he hit that. All right? And the game we won, we had the Rams hosting the Bills Thursday night football, and we said that it would go under 52, and it did. Final score was 31-10. All right, but we don't dwell on wins. We don't dwell on losses. We keep going, and I've got three for you today. Same way, two football, one baseball. All right, let's start with baseball. Get it out the way. We've got the St. Louis Cardinals going to Pittsburgh. Take on the Pirates. This is a prop from this game. Because the Pittsburgh Pirates are starting Ronzi Contreras, you know, young pitcher, 4-4, 3.41 ERA, 1.31 whip, and they have a 4.69 bullpen ERA, 4.3 bullpen whip. Gotta take the Pirates or the gotta take the Cardinals to get over 4.5 runs. Right now, that's at -124 odds. It may move on us. All right. But yeah, -124 odds. The St. Louis Cardinals to go over 4.5 runs. All right. Now, football, we got some college football action, some interesting college football action, all right? Let's start off in Central Florida, where the Black Knights, the Knights, Central Florida Knights, are hosting the Louisville Cardinals. The Cardinals and Coach Scott Satterfield, they come in 0-1. Got spanked by Syracuse. Got spanked by... When the accusers was in the house, they whooped Louisville's ass. All right? Yeah. They gave up 242 passing yards that game. 73% passing percentage for the quarterback. But they also gave up about 5.2 yards a carry rushing. And that's going to be more problematic than anything. that those rushing yards. You can't just give up 5 yards rushing and expect to win, all right? And they're going against offensive guru, so-called, Gus Malzahn of Central Florida. Now, they played South Carolina State. Nothing to write home about. That's an FBS school. We're not even worried about stats that game because they're going to be tremendous in one way or the others. And we're not, okay, whatever. But we know that, you know, on this show, one thing we've always talked about for years, when these coaches that come from these bigger conferences, after they get fired, go get their second job at a smaller conference, they usually are in the thick of things with that conference. You know, I'm not going to say totally dominated, but they usually have their team in the thick of it within a year or two. And nothing different from Central Florida here. This is Gus Malzahn's second year here. Like I said, he's an offensive genius, or supposed to be, and I expect him to handle Louisville at home tonight. So we got Louisville at Central Florida. We're taking Central Florida -5.5. Normal odds -110 in football. All right. In the second game, football, we've got Boise State going southwest a little bit. Or would it be southeast? I don't know. Maybe it might even be due south to take on New Mexico. Okay, Boise State. Now, they got whooped by Oregon State last week. Got spanked. 34-17. You know, Coach Andy Avalez. Boise didn't do much good that game, but they did run the ball well, 4.1 yards per carry. New Mexico, same as Central Florida in the previous game. You played a non-FBS school. You played an FCS school. You know, you whooped them 49-0. They whooped Maine. As you know, New Mexico was one of our, what do you call those, beat-down teams? You know, beat-up teams that we beat up on. Go ahead and jump on them because you know they're not going to cover. And they didn't last year. And New Mexico used to get cracked. I mean, they used to. I mean, who? You got to really love football and not have many offers if you're going to go play at New Mexico. Let's just be honest. Who's sending a son to play at New Mexico? Unless he has a legitimate shot at the NFL and he just needs some playing time. So, that game, like I said, Danny Gonzalez in New Mexico, y'all about to get worked by Boise State. We're taking Boise State. Right now it's at 17.5. I like that. At -110 odds. 17.5, Boise State, all right? So let's recap. Baseball. Cardinals at Pittsburgh. We're taking the Cardinals to go over 4.5 total runs. Okay? College football. Louisville at Central Florida. We're taking Central Florida -5.5. Okay? College football. Boise State at New Mexico. We're taking Boise State -17.5. All right? So there you have it. You got plenty of time to get online, get in line, and get to the bag. And you know the show's motto. If there's games to be played, there's money to be made. We'll be back tomorrow with more action and to recap today's action. But in the meantime, let's hook up on social media if you're not already. My Twitter is at Biggie Rothstein, BiggieRothstein. My Instagram, at Fame_Rothstein, FAME_Rothstein. Okay, and don't forget the backup page where we pay homage to former HBO boxing commentator Larry Merchant, with the name at Betting Public, BETTINGPUB LIC. Okay? And don't forget to like, subscribe. Oh, I'm sorry. Don't forget my email address, FameRothstein@yahoo.com. FameRothstein@yahoo.com. And please don't forget to like, subscribe, sign up for notifications, leave comments to both of these channels. The first one, the Betting Public Sports Show on YouTube. Content usually goes up there Saturdays and Sundays. Expect videos for college and NFL this weekend, okay? And also this this page, BCYD_GAME_OH, okay? That's the Bet You Didn't Know sports trivia game, sports trivia, sports betting game on the, that we coming out that'll start later this month, or if not October, the first Thursday in October, all right? But go sign up for notifications and all that, you know, because that's where it's going to be at, all right? But there you have it. Let's go look, get our action. Let's be safe. Let's be courteous. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk about it. But until then, folks, be safe. Peace.